Drought relief legislation this year has gotten off to a slow start on Capitol Hill, unlike last year when bills were floated in both the House and the Senate. Mendota Mayor Robert Silva, who spent the week meeting with members of Congress, says things are moving underground.
Well, there's a lot of backroom discussions, but I really feel positive about what's been discussed with us.
Who's in the back room?
Not talking.
Meanwhile, Mario Santoya with the Fryant Water Authority says they're asking federal regulators for less rigid interpretation of environmental guidelines.
There's a lot of flexibility within the biological opinions. The tendency is to have been using the lower ranges. We're pushing to maximize within the biological opinions the range you can operate.
That's exactly what he's gotten these last couple of years.
House Democrat Jared Huffman of San Rafael says Delta operators are already squeezing extra water deliveries in every way possible.
If that's not enough, what more do folks think should be happening? And that's when I'm beginning to hear things like the species should be allowed to go extinct. And I just don't think the people of California are ready to do that.
The first move, says Tulare Republican Devin Nunes, is up to the Senate.
The House, we can pass anything, but we'd like to see what Senator Feinstein can come up with.
Senator Dianne Feinstein's office says discussions are continuing. Fryant Water District's Mario Santoyo says based on his meetings, he expects the senator to unveil her bill by the end of May. I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington.